The panel of scientists was put together by Appleton Papers, one of seven companies liable for the PCB contamination. Panel chair Cecil Liu Hing is the former research director for Chicago's Metropolitan Water Reclamation District. He says the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Agency did not include capping when the agencies released a draft cleanup plan last October. Caps are piles of gravel and stone. In the case of the Fox, Liu Hing says it would take no more than 10 years to cap all of the river's so-called hotspots. He says a large-scale dredging project would take decades. In the meantime, he says fish would continue to eat contaminated worms that live in the river's sediment.
If we isolate that from the fish, we have an almost instant barrier placed between the fish and the toxic sediments on the bottom.
The deputy administrator of the DNR's water division, Bruce Baker, says capping was left out of the plan because there are doubts about how the rock piles would hold up against floods.
Our experience with capping is that it may not last. There are scouring forces in the river that could cause problems in the long term, and so we want to make sure that whatever solution we come up with is a permanent, lasting solution.
The DNR and EPA are sifting through more than 3,000 public comments on the Fox River plan. Bruce Baker says the scientists' report will be taken into consideration. So will comments from environmentalists who feel the draft plan doesn't recommend enough dredging. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.